Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to worship on this wonderful, sunny but cold Wednesday evening in the Lenten season. If you are visiting, we have bulletins. These bulletins are a roadmap to the worship service, so if you want to follow along, please do so. If you don't have a bulletin, there are some in the back and also in the front, or hopefully your neighbor has a smile on their face and you can just tap their shoulder and ask them to help you find your place. I'm extremely excited this evening as Pastor Steve, our minister of visitation, is going to share with us the word of the Lord. So I haven't worshiped with him yet, so it's an exciting time for me, and hopefully it is for you as well. As the people of God, we are called to worship. Would you please join me in the responsive call? Blessed are all who fear the Lord,
who walk in the ways.
Blessed are all who fear the Lord,
who attend to God's decrees.
And will you please pray with me the prayer of the day?
Fill our worship with grace, Lord Jesus Christ, that every thought, word, and deed may be acceptable to you, our rock and redeemer. Amen.
And if you're able to stand, I invite you to stand and sing the first hymn.
Let us now call to confession. Heavenly Father, there are many times when we fall short of the calling that we have received, those times when we have failed to live the way that you have called us to live. For these we are sorry. There are times when we have failed to show others the love that you have shared with us. For these we are sorry. Let us together say the prayer of confession. God of mercy, you send Jesus Christ to seek and save the lost. We confess that we have strayed from you and turned aside from your way. We are misled by pride, for we see ourselves pure when we are stained and great when we are small. We have failed in love, neglected justice, and ignored your truth. Have mercy, O God, and forgive our sins. Return us to paths of righteousness through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promise, the promise to always forgive us, to call us back into your family, to fill us with your love, and to walk with us every day of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Will you please join with me in readying our hearts and our minds in the prayer for illumination? Lord God, let the words of your servant's mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer, through Jesus Christ. Amen. And our text for this evening comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. So hear now the word of the Lord from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. Without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lenten season is that season that is set aside to look at our faith. That season that we set aside to really focus in on those, that faith that we should live all year long. Today's gospel story should be something that was real familiar because it is the gospel reading from Ash Wednesday. And I love this gospel reading because it brings us back to the base of our faith. If you look at John's Gospel, it starts with the very opening line that the entire Bible does in Genesis, in the beginning. In the beginning of the Bible, they look at the creation of the world and all the things that God did in creating the world. In John's Gospel, he ties our salvation story back to the very beginning and says, look, this is Jesus who was with God from the very beginning. It is the Word of God that is among us. It is God's Word that we live. It is God's Word that He sent into this world to save us, to tie us in to our salvation. And so as John sets out to tell his gospel story, he starts by tying Jesus in and says, this is the beginning of your salvation. This is where it all starts from. This is where you need to begin. You need to focus on God's Word in your life, and you need to allow that life and that Word to touch you. If you listen to the gospel story, nothing came into being unless it was first created by God. And so everything we have, everything we have done, everything we accomplish is a gift from God. It is something that God has given to us. So as we enter into our Lenten season, as we look at our faith, we need to remind ourselves that we are stewards of God's gifts. We are stewards of God's Word. We are stewards of God's love. And we are called to live this faith in everything we do, in everything we say. And as we go through our life, it isn't that we live a life and we have a faith life. The two have to become one. So every experience we have in life has now been sanctified through God's Word. The Word that He has put into our hearts now changes everything we do. Every action we do, every person we come in contact with, everything is changed because God is already in you, waiting for you to share that with someone else. Well, we all fall short of the calling that God has given to us. But it is in this season that we really look at our faith and we look at the way that we share that faith with those around us. And we begin to see what God is doing. He is using us to change His world through the events of our life, through the way that we share His Word, through the way that we allow His love to transform us and those around us. We begin to change the world around us. Lent is a wonderful season. It is a season to look inward, a season to really realize what God has done for us. What God has done for us by dying for us on the cross, what He has done for us by putting His Word into our hearts, what He has done for us as He walks with us every day of our life. Does our faith make us different than someone else? Sure it does. Because we have an inner strength that no one else does. We have this inner peace that no one else can have. So as we go through our life, as we face the daily challenges that everybody faces, we have an inner peace because God is with us every step of the way. Lent is that season when we really look at our faith and realize just how much God has gifted to each one of us. And as we come together as the body of Christ here on earth, as we gather around His table and receive His body and blood, it is in that table that we are fed together as one family. And we grow together, knowing that the Word is in us, and the word will make a difference in the events around us. Today, as we gather together, all of us have had different schedules. We come from different places. But what gathers us together again is that faith that Christ has given us. We gather together to hear his word once again, to allow that word to make a difference in our life. May today be that day that we again profess to God that, yes, Lord, your word does make a difference in my life. And when I go through my life and when I face those obstacles or those disappointments, I know that I have you with me and I can face these better than anyone else. Because I know that you have called me, you are with me, and you are making me grow. Each and every day, you are drawing me closer to you and to one another through that gift of faith. Each and everything that we do, if we turn it over to God, it will reach farther than we could ever imagine. It will accomplish more than we could ever dream. May we, as we go through our Lenten season, always focus on the word that God has given us, the word that is already within us, and may we share it with those around us.
And will you please join me as we lift our hearts as intercessors, praying for our church, praying for our community, and praying for all of creation. The way prayer will work this evening is I will open with a prayer petition, and then I'll leave a space of silence in which you then have space to pray what is on your heart. It's not something that you have to speak aloud, but certainly raise those concerns and those joys before the Lord. So please join me in prayer. Almighty God, we praise you this evening for your word. We thank you that you have given to us the absolute truth, who is your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we have gathered here this evening to worship you and to praise you. We thank you that your body has come together, but we remember those in our church that aren't here with us this evening for various reasons. Lord, we lift them to you now. And God of reconciliation, there is much happening within our community, within our state, within this country, and within the world at large. Lord, there is inequality, injustice, discrimination, poverty, suffering, starvation. The list continues on and on. So we lift to you now all of those people who are afflicted. And Creator God, we remember all of the resources that you have given to us to be stewards of on this earth. Lord, we pray for the glaciers in the Antarctic. We pray for the jungles in South America. We pray for the deserts in the Middle East. We pray for the open spaces in Africa. Lord, we pray for all nations and resources. As the earth changes and moves, may your hand of blessing be upon it. Lord, we ask all of these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, who paid with his life to win victory over death. In his name we pray. Amen. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If those who hear me knock at the door answer, I will come in and eat with them, and they will eat with me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are all of those who find refuge in God." This evening, we have the privilege and the joy of participating in the Lord's Supper. And this evening, we will do so by coming forward two rows at a time, processing from the middle and then returning to the outside of the aisles. If coming forward to gather around the communion table is prohibitive in any way, just signal to Steve or I a nod or a gesture, and we will make sure the elements come to you that all may partake of the Lord's Supper. At First Federated, we practice an unfenced table, which means anyone who is repentant for their sins and calls upon Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is a welcome participant in the Lord's Supper. And will you please join me in the responsive great prayer of thanksgiving? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give them thanks.
We give you thanks, O God, through your beloved servant Jesus Christ, whom you have sent in these last times as Savior and Redeemer and Messenger of your will. He is your Word, inseparable from you, through whom you made all things, and in whom you take delight. You sent him from heaven into the Virgin's womb, where he was conceived and took flesh. Born of the Virgin by the power of the Holy Spirit, he was revealed as your Son. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hand in suffering to release from suffering those who place their trust in you, and so won for you a holy people. He freely accepted the death to which he was handed over in order to destroy death and to shatter the chains of the evil one, to trample underfoot the powers of hell, and to lead the righteous into light, to fix the boundaries of death, and to manifest the resurrection. We ask you to send the Holy Spirit upon the offering of the Holy Church, gathered into one all who share these holy mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ, who has taught us to pray with one voice, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Through him and to him be all the glory given by the Father Almighty, sent by the Holy Spirit to come to the Holy Church. In his name we pray. Amen.
We give you thanks, Lord Jesus Christ, that on the night before you died, you took bread, gathered your disciples together for a meal, and during that meal you took that bread, and looking up to you as Almighty Father, you blessed it, broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat from it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." Supper was ended, you took the cup. The same way, you took the cup, saying, "This cup is a cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood, shed for you and for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it in remembrance of me."
Remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts that you have given us and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, as a living and holy offering for ourselves and the lives that may proclaim the one crucified and risen Savior. For Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. Amen. Lead us, O God, by the power of your Spirit, to live as the Lord requires, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with you, our God. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ until the mortal life is ended and all that is earthly returns to dust. Give us strength to serve you faithfully until the promised day of resurrection, when, with the redeemed of all the ages, we will feast with you at the table of glory. Through Christ, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for all things are ready.
In a moment of logistics, if the first two rows would come forward together, we'll gather around the table, and then we will commune, and then you can return to your seats, and the next two rows can come up. Thank you.
The next two rows come up as well. We still have room in the front.
been blessed and broken for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us to this table, for calling us to your family, for filling us with your word and your salvation. Keep us united to you and to each other till that day when we celebrate with you for all eternity.
Having been fed at the Lord's table, we offer a prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer in response. Please join me in that responsive prayer. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul,
and forget not all his benefits,
who forgives all your sins
and heals all your diseases,
who redeems your life from the pit
and crowns you with love and compassion.
And I invite you at this time to stand for the singing of the last hymn, if you are so able to do so.
The evening tower, the church.
blessing of Almighty God descend upon each one of you. May it fill you with His love and His grace. And may you live that love and grace out every day, every event of your life. And may you draw others into the relationship with Christ that He has called them to. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Well, Oh, I